Well, this morning I don't have a major address, just a few simple thoughts. We're still all digesting everything we experienced during our inner search and our Satguru Pranima festival. So, tell a few stories here. Stories are always nice. So, as most of you know, some of our activities are community-oriented. Gurudeva always stressed the importance of giving to the local community, not just taking from it, but giving back to it, helping in various ways, community service. So some of our activities involve meetings at which the mayor is present, Mayor Marianne Kusaka, and she's in her last few months of her term and a great supporter of Gurudeva. So we were at a meeting yesterday and she was there, and meeting for the island endowment that Gurudeva helped started Kauai Aloha Endowment, which is an endowment to benefit the island of Kauai. It's a fund at Hawaii Community Foundation. It is up to $100,000, small fund, but it's growing, it exists, and it's doing its work. So we were at a meeting, and the mayor asked the lady who was conducting the meeting, who's been on the island for a number of years, conducting seminars, very skilled person, "Have you ever met our Gurudeva?" Those were her words. Big smile on her face. "Have you ever met our Gurudeva?" Just the way she said it, it just struck me, and I had to think about it. It showed the special place in her heart that Gurudeva holds. And then we went outside and we were talking to the doorman, and we started talking about Gurudeva. And he said, "When Gurudeva comes, he just gets out of the car and there he is. And wow, We were running into our local Gurudeva fan club at the hotel. So, which made me think, what is it that impressed so many people on the island about Gurudeva? So I remembered a story, story that involves the mayor. It happened a few years ago, and the mayor was on county business in Seattle doing some promotional work. A lot of her work involves going around the world and trying to convince people to come to Kauai. She's going off to Japan in a month. So she was in Seattle, and it was a bit tedious, the work she was doing, and so she was on a break. So to enjoy her break and relax, she was shopping. She went shopping to have some fun and take a break from the tediousness of what they were doing. And she was feeling a bit discouraged at the moment, because things weren't going as well as she had hoped, and she was tired and so forth. And so her phone rings. And who's on the phone but Gurudeva? I don't remember all the details, but for some reason Gurudeva felt compelled to call the mayor at that particular point, just to cheer her up, I guess, was the idea. And so Gurudeva called and talked to the mayor, and the mayor never forgot that. Gurudeva somehow was so sensitive to my needs that he called me and cheered me up and made a big difference in the whole experience that we had in Seattle. So I think that's what many people on the island feel toward Gurudeva, that he encouraged them, he inspired them in whatever they were trying to do. It's not like he gave them something to do. He wasn't going around, "You should do this, you should do this, you should do this." No, people have things they want to do, things they're trying to do in their lives. And Gurudeva encouraged them, inspired them, re-inspired them to do those things successfully, to do them well, to keep trying, not to give up. Because quite often we face obstacles. Things don't go as easily as we had hoped. We experience difficulties we didn't foresee. and we become discouraged. We lose our inspiration. It happens all the time. So Gurudeva never lost his inspiration. He was always inspired. And he was able to encourage others, to re-inspire others in whatever they were trying to do. So I think that's, you know, one of the reasons that so many people on the island look to Gurudeva in the way they do, because he touched their life in that regard probably many times. In thinking about that, I remembered having reflected on the United Nations gathering. There was a gathering about 2 years ago, I think, of spiritual and religious leaders for world peace at the United Nations. So the name of the event caused me to think, what's the difference between a spiritual and a religious leader? Why do we have two words there? Why does it not say spiritual leaders or say religious leaders? No, it says spiritual and religious leaders. So whatever group named the event saw a difference between a religious leader and a spiritual leader. So what in the world is the difference? A spiritual leader is someone like Gurudeva who inspires you, someone who raises your spirit, lifts you up. That's a spiritual leader. So, for example, after September 11th, many people went down into the realms of fear. Some went into anger. You know, consciousness went down in many people because of September 11th. They're going along fine, but September 11th happened, and their consciousness went down. So a spiritual leader is someone who steps forward at a time like that and helps people bring their consciousness back up. So it doesn't go down first into fear, then into anger, and then into violence. It's going the wrong direction, right? Well, we want it to come up into understanding and compassion and wise action. We don't want to act from anger. We want to act from wisdom. So that's another way of looking what I was talking about earlier, is the idea of inspiring people, encouraging people. It's an important quality in a spiritual leader. A spiritual leader is someone who doesn't get discouraged when the world falls apart. Things are not other than they should be to a spiritual leader. Things are always as they should be. He manages to hold that perspective that this is how things should be. Okay, nothing's wrong. This is how things should be. What do we do next? What's our next step? So it's coming from a wise, stable consciousness. So all religious leaders aren't spiritual leaders. Religious leader is someone who's affiliated with a recognized religion. But all religious leaders don't have the ability to lift you up, or don't even have that concept that is something they're supposed to do, which is okay. That's not wrong. Some religions aren't trying to do that. So we can have religious leaders who are spiritual leaders and some who aren't. And we can have spiritual leaders who are religious leaders, meaning they're affiliated with a religion, and some aren't. So it's a very interesting way of looking at it. So that was yesterday. That's yesterday's story, encountering the mayor. We had a small glitch, and they tried to feed us some chicken for lunch. You know, didn't realize there were some vegetarians present, so they bring out all these plates and, you know, a piece of chicken sitting there in front of the monks. You know, and the mayor, you know, just, gosh, you know, she just went, whoa, you know, called the waiter over and said, you know, can't you make a nice salad? And do you have any tofu? You know. She was, you know, instructing the waiter what to do. That was very thoughtful of her.